Welcome to the poetry tip of the day, a brief opportunity to think about something that isn't horrible. I've been talking for the last several tips about sound effects, and most recently I've discussed rhyme, and today I'd like to continue to talk about sound effects and talk about assonance. Assonance is the repetition of vowel sounds. So anytime you see a work of poetry or prose that has frequent use of similar vowel sounds across multiple words, that's assonance. A wonderful example of the use of assonance is in a Toni Morrison quote, "The function of freedom is to free someone else." And the E sound, the long E sound, is quite noticeable there in freedom and free. But what isn't quite as noticeable, but just as impactful, is the repetition of a short U sound. See, the short U sound occurs twice in the first word, function. And then we have it again in the last syllable of freedom. And finally, two more times in someone. And the repetition of this short U sound creates a lot of euphony in this phrase that makes it quite impactful and very easy to remember. This is an example of a wonderful use of assonance. That's my poetry tip for the day. So now that you know, let's go make some art.